Today's GeoQuiz is not a leisurely bike ride in the park. You see, there aren't too many places around the world to go underground cycling. There's an abandoned copper mine in Okanagan County in Michigan, or you can rent a bike and headlamp to explore old mines beneath Slovenia's Karavanka Mountains. But we're looking for the site of the Underworld Cup in Hungary. The event attracts hundreds of mountain bikers who love the thrill of navigating dark, narrow tunnels.
This was actually taking place in the outskirts of this really big city in Hungary called Kőbánya, which stands for basically stone mines.
In the springtime, the stone mines get flooded. Some locals even don scuba gear to explore the submerged maze of tunnels. So can you name the city on the banks of the Danube River? It's one of the largest cities in the European Union, and it's home to that annual subterranean bike race. We'll get the answer in a minute. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Mountain bikers like to ride off-road, and the bumpier, the better. But riding underground? Yes, in Hungary. Several hundred bikers gathered recently to compete in what was billed as the Underground Cup. It was a race through a subterranean world. Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Guyash ventured out to see it for herself. Set the scene for us and our GeoQuiz, Veronica. Where did this bike race take place?
So it took place in Budapest, Hungary. Budapest is the capital of Hungary, and this is the outskirts of the city.
Right, in a stone mine, a limestone mine, in a place called Kobanya.
Yes, exactly. It was actually opened in the 13th century, as limestone was in great demand, and mining went on until the 19th century. So, yes, mountain bikers were gathering around the huge tents. There were altogether 200 mountain bikers. Bikers, families, kids, dogs were running around on this really nice sunny day.
You know, I got to say, these bikers must be a pretty nervy and enthusiastic bunch, because if I had to bike down narrow limestone mine tunnels, I'd get really claustrophobic. How did they do it?
There were lights and there were some, you know, people helping bikers which way to go. Apart from a bit of a mud on the ground, it was really a nice place to be. Actually, it was really nice and cool. But some points of the tunnel system, there are really narrow corridors as well. So bikers really had to be careful not to trip. I was allowed to venture right deep into the vault system a few hundred yards. They were whooshing past me. It was really crazy, and I had to really look after myself there. Of course, it's, you know, this is a place where you imagine the boogeyman would, you know, venture. quite dark, those tunnels that weren't, you know, lit for this race. A mouldy smell, a bit of a, I don't know, abandoned feeling to it. So it was really scary, so to say.
Radio is theater of the mind, so I want our listeners to hear what it sounds like as fans cheered on one of the riders as they waited for him to emerge. Check this out. Right, there you go, an underground mountain biking race. Imagine, I guess, the New York subway shrunk really narrowly and then no tracks. It just sounds completely insane. Are the organizers hoping this crazy event's going to grow and attract mountain bikers from other countries?
This year there were no foreigners, only Hungarians, but it is still getting a lot of attention, locally mostly, but hopefully internationally as well going forward. Next time, maybe I would also go and try.
So I don't know how much sense we can get of how bike-friendly Budapest is from an underground mine biking race, but is it a bicycle-friendly city? Do you have an urban bike-sharing program yet?
A bike-sharing program? Not yet. It is coming on next year, hopefully. Budapest is really becoming a biker-friendly city. Over the past couple of years, a lot of bike tracks have been built. A lot of people are now on their bikes commuting to their workplaces, such as myself. And families going on trips during the weekend. There's also a really big mountain biking community in Budapest and its hilly surroundings where mountain bikers can race.
Well, onwards and upwards with mountain biking and bicycling in Hungary. Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Guyas on the mountain biking beat in Budapest. That would be the underground mountain biking beat. And Budapest is the answer to our geo quiz. Veronica, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.